Negotiations between Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic leaders in the House and Senate have sputtered to a standstill in Montpelier, and with both sides still at an impasse over the issue of health benefits for employees of public schools, a budget veto now seems all but inevitable. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
At 11:03 on Wednesday morning, an email arrived in reporters' inboxes. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson and Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash would be holding a joint press conference at noon. As the appointed hour neared, the Cedar Creek Room filled with dozens of lawmakers, eager for the latest news on grueling negotiations with Governor Phil Scott. Mitzi Johnson wasted little time getting to the point.
We're here today because we have reached an impasse.
After nearly a month of back and forth with the Republican governor, Johnson and Ash say it's become clear that a resolution is not going to happen.
We've really worked to bring as many ideas and compromises to the table as possible, and we don't have much of a negotiating partner, and that's unfortunate.
About a month ago, Scott unveiled a plan to reduce education costs by creating a statewide contract for teacher health benefits. Scott says that if teachers pay 20% of their health care premiums and are on the hook for at least $400 in out-of-pocket costs, then Vermont would shrink spending on the K-12 school system by $26 million. Democratic lawmakers have been unwilling to submit to a plan that, in their view, undermines the collective bargaining rights of public employees. Tim Ash says Scott has put together some effective talking points, and he says the governor has done a fine job making the legislature out as the bad guy.
These are difficult things to communicate to the public, because they keep hearing about the $26 million.
But Ash says lawmakers have more than met Scott in the middle. And while the governor's plan made those savings contingent on the outcome of future health benefits negotiations between the state and teachers, Ash says the Senate's plan is actually more aggressive.
We put on the table a guarantee of that property tax money back to property taxpayers. It was not easy for us to do. It would require hard decisions.
The mostly Democratic lawmakers on hand for the press conference signaled their approval of Ash and Johnson's presentation. But at a press conference of his own, Governor Phil Scott claimed the high ground.
Outside of this building, there might be this vortex here surrounding the State House. But outside the State House, there's a constant wind of support for what I'm proposing.
The Senate plan might have guaranteed the $26 million in annualized education savings, but it leaves it to districts to decide what parts of the budget that money comes from. Scott says the only way to ensure those savings last into the future is to make sure they come exclusively from, quote, rebasing health care plans.
I've made it quite clear that if we aren't able to get agreement on what I believe needs to be in the bill, that I will not hesitate to veto it.
Scott says a statewide contract isn't the only path forward. He says he'd be fine keeping benefit negotiations at the local level so long as lawmakers impose a legislative mandate on what those plans look like. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says that's not collective bargaining, and she says she's come to believe that the governor's main objective is to weaken unions.
I think this wasn't ever at its heart about saving the taxpayers' money. It was about really undermining those local conversations and working Vermonters.
The promise of a budget veto and the breakdown of talks means the two sides will almost certainly find themselves back in Montpelier in June for a veto session. With 53 Republicans in the House, along with some independents and even Democrats who back the governor's plan, the House lacks the votes to override the governor's veto. That means that if Vermont is going to have a budget in place before the fiscal year begins on July 1st, then Tim Ash, Mitzi Johnson, and Phil Scott will ultimately have to find their way to a compromise that has thus far eluded them. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.